This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is Tuesday, September 22nd, in the year 2020. We are in the sixth month of a pandemic. And while we are in this pandemic, and the seasons are about to change, just when we thought we might have seen enough of this, and we're hopeful expectation about its passing, it still lingers. And so there are so many other things that are lingering. You all pray for me, pray with me tonight, because the Holy Spirit is dealing with me concerning this time of prayer and the need of the saints, the heart of the saints, and what's going on in the lives of the people that are connected with us in ministry. And there are some lingering things. There are some lingering things. And the word of the Lord tonight, out of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14, it reads as follows. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil. The Bible says that he rebuked the devil. And the devil departed out of the son, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. This kind. There is a certain kind that needs to be addressed in a supernatural way. It's going to take more than intestinal fortitude and gut stamina, personal resilience, and the idea of picking oneself up by their bootstraps. This is not something that can be experienced through rehabilitation, through human instrumentality. This is something that requires supernatural intervention. The things that are lingering, things that have affected us, the things that have affected you, the things that are affecting you. There's a heaviness that I feel in my spirit. And it is not a heaviness of depression, but it's a heaviness of pain. It's a heaviness of heart. It's a heaviness of what I sense in my spirit is happening with the people of God, from the youngest of us to the oldest of us, our young people returning back to school, or the process of that, and what that looks like. How are they adjusting to the need to get back in sync with school? Parents and children, relationships, issues that are going on in people's home, how that we are spending so much time in our homes like never before. And in some cases, the effects of it, that cabin fever residual effect is having an impact. There's people that are dealing with internal struggles and trying to find solutions, and they're not being productive. It's almost as if souls are going around in circles and people are struggling. People are struggling. There's a sense of struggle, a sense of attack spiritually, emotionally, as well as physically. And whenever the enemy, whenever the people of God are about to make tremendous strides, the enemy will always try to come in and to throw a monkey wrench in the process. Here we have the disciples having walked with Jesus for years. We're in chapter 17 of the Gospel of Matthew, and we don't have much far to go before we get to the end of this book. But understand, they have walked with Jesus. They have seen his power. They have heard his words. And here is a man that comes to the disciples, and this man is seeking help. He came crying and begging concerning his son, who was affected by a demon. And this demon influence had a wide range effect, going from one end of the spectrum to another, almost in a bipolar kind of response. The scriptures says that the man identifies the sun's problem as being affected by the course of the moon. Lunatic is the word that is used in the text. And when we consider this word, it is important for us to understand that there are influences that will attempt to disguise themselves as something that's not spiritual, to make it almost seem as if there is a emotional or physical ailment. But what happens is that spirit demons, they take advantage of infirmities and frailties. And in this case, the son is manifesting characteristics of epilepsy, going from fire to water, convulsions, and the demon causes him to fall into fire and then often into water. And it doesn't happen once, it happens regularly. And so there's this extreme destructive behavior. And it is important to understand that the father was looking for a cure, and he came to the disciples and they could not help him. Jesus is not happy with this. He's upset by the response of the man as it relates to what the disciples could and couldn't do. And so Jesus challenges them, calls them faithless, without faith. And we all know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So they were faithless. And he uses a word that is a stunning word. He calls them perverse. And anything that is a perversion is a turning aside from a proper use to a corrupt or an evil use. It is an oppositional spirit that turns away from the right path and takes something down the wrong path. And you might almost consider this, that they were in a charade. The disciples simulated followers of Jesus, but something was missing because they were not in fact possessors of faith. They were going down a path, they were going through the motions, but there was something missing. And that missing element was not just a simple absence, but it was a demonic deception. They thought they had something and they didn't, and it was perverted. Their behavior was perceived as perverted, and Jesus was upset with them. He dismissed them in that moment and called for the son to be brought to him. And immediately when Jesus is encountering the child, he rebukes the devil and the devil departs out of him. And understand this, is exactly what Jesus says will happen with those that believe on him. These signs will follow them that believe. They will cast out devils. This is the first in the list of things that will happen in the life or through the life of the believer, through the life of the believer, through the life of the believer, through the life. The Lord wants to operate through you, through us. But what happened here was the identifying element, and it's identified based upon the question of the disciples, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. There is a disconnect between what you're saying and what you're trusting. There's a disconnect between what you are agreeing with in your mind and what you have confidence in your heart. There's a disconnect. There's a disconnect. And Jesus says, because of this disconnect, you're not going to be able to make things happen. With the connection between head and heart, between mind and spirit, between confession and belief, when those two are combined, Jesus says even the smallest amount will result in being able to move something that's huge. And somebody tonight on this line is about to get their faith increased. They're about to get their faith restored. And if you will trust God tonight, I promise you, by the end of this call, the Holy Spirit will speak to you concerning your next steps in him. Jesus tells the disciples, if you have faith the grain of the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Tonight, I must speak the words of Jesus in the face of demonic attack, destructive behaviors, decisions that will bring hurt and pain, and even things that we've done in the past, the power of the blood of Jesus is able to handle it. And the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit is able to keep us from falling. What a confidence it is to know that Jesus is working in our lives right now, if we will trust him, if we will obey his word. And he said in the final verse of our text before we get ready to pray, howbeit, this kind of demon, this kind of situation, this kind of issue won't leave until you have prayed and fasted. Whenever we come together, and I want you to put this in your spirit and inscribe it upon the tables of your hearts. Whenever we come together on Tuesdays to fast and pray, we are breaking strongholds and freeing lives. We are believing God for the breaking of strongholds and the freeing of lives. The breaking of strongholds and the freeing of lives. Tonight, we are going to be led in prayer. There are four areas of the prayer that the Lord has impressed upon my heart. I shared it with you on Sunday, and they are as follows. And our prayer leaders I will announce our prayer leaders right after this. Renounce or repentance. Our prayer leader will be Sister Denise Sutton. Revive. And when we talk about repentance or renunciation, we're talking about confessing and forsaking. And there's a need for intercessory breakthrough prayer in this area, because nothing else that follows this list will happen without this happening first. And so renounce repentance. That'll be by Sister Denise Sutton. Number two is revive. And when we talk about reviving, we're talking about restoring life, giving new strength and to refresh. And I feel in my spirit that although we have been communicating throughout this pandemic and we have been very connected through our prayer, through our online activities, that there's yet a need for a revival, a refreshing. sometimes we go through things and we experience it so often that it loses its sparkle. It becomes monotonous. And I think that the Holy Spirit is dealing with me about sparking a revival in terms of what we do and the attitude with which we approach it. That revive is going to be Sister Linda. Number three is renew. And when we talk about renewing, we're talking about to resume after interruption, to reestablish or to reaffirm, to resume after an interruption. And some may be saying, Pastor, well, we have been consistent. There hasn't been any disruption or interruption, but the Holy Spirit told me that there has been. And so I have to trust the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit knows that there are some that have had an interruption in their spirit, that have had an interruption in their lives. And the Holy Spirit has charged me to lead us in a prayer for renewal. Minister Seth will lead us in that area. And then finally, number four, after having come through repentance and a revival and a renewal, is rejoice. A hopeful expectation with joyful responses, or to delight. And Mother T, our precious Mother Audrey Thompson, will be leading us in that area of prayer. Each prayer leader will come in turn, and they will lead us before the throne of grace, and then we will come together at the end and offer up prayer of praise unto the Lord. And so the prayer leaders will unmute themselves in order. At first, we'll have Sister Denise. They'll be leading us in a prayer, 5 to 7 minutes, not too long. And then after Sister Denise is done, Sister Linda can unmute herself and go right behind her. We're not going to have any stopping. We're going to go straight through. I want the power of God and the flow of the Holy Spirit to be unbroken. And so once the prayer starts, I want us to keep that prayer going. Sister Linda will go right after Sister Denise, then Minister Seth right after Sister Linda, and then Mother T right after Minister Seth, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to ask that you would open your hearts, listen to these prayers, and even offer your prayers in agreement with the prayer leaders in the name of Jesus Christ. At first, at this time, we're going to go forward with Sister Denise Sutton leading us in intercessory prayer for repentance in Jesus' name. Sister Denise Sutton.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come before your throne of grace this evening, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, and acknowledging you as God. You are our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. We thank you, Lord God, for this time and space, Lord God, that we can come before your throne of grace boldly, Lord God. Lord God, that we can come before your throne of grace, that way we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Father God, we need you right now. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for we have sinned against you. Lord God, we have made allegiances, Lord God, and treaties, Lord God, with unclean things, whether it's, Lord God, people, any sin nature, any, Lord God, allegiances or double talk, Lord God. Even, Lord God, demonic oppression, Lord God, and depression, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that you help us, Lord God, right now, Lord God. We denounce, Lord God, every weapon of the enemy. We denounce, Lord God, that we, Lord God, have done wrong in your sight. And we denounce every wickedness, Lord God, within us, Lord God. Every foul spirit that's within us, Lord God. Every foul act, Lord God. Every foul thought, Lord God. Every foul thing, Lord God, that seeks to separate us, Father, from you. Lord God, we renounce, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. All of our, Lord God, past, Lord God, and present, Lord God, sins against you. Every feeling, Lord God, every remorse, Lord God, every trickery, Lord God, every, Lord God, issue of the heart that is not of you, Lord God, we ask you to help us, Lord God.
Forgive us, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God. Lord God, help us to repent, Lord God, and repent quickly, Lord God. Not to hold on, Lord God, to grudges, Lord God, or anything that may separate us, Father, from you. Lord God, check our attitudes, Lord God. Lord God, we denounce, Lord God. Lord God, feelings, Lord God, and thoughts, Lord God, words, Lord God. Lord God, that may hurt, Lord God, or harm each other, Lord God. Lord God, you have placed us together, Lord God, and want us to walk in unity, Lord God. Help us to walk united, Lord God, letting nothing, Lord God, break any chain, Lord God, between us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be vessels, Lord God, unto you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, as we repent before you in heaven, to turn away from all wickedness, Lord God, all high-mindedness, Lord God, all heresies, Lord God, all wickedness, Lord God, every foul spirit that tries to come up against me and anybody else on this line, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God. Lord God, that you will bind and rebuke it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, your blood prevails. And we thank you, Lord God, even right now, Lord God, that we can come before your throne of grace and ask and obtain mercy, Father, from you, Lord God. And Lord God, you are just and true, Lord God, to forgive us of our sins, Lord God, as we repent before you, Lord God, and clear the air, Lord God. Lord God, we want to be, Lord God, used by you. We want to, Lord God, be in sweet fellowship, Lord God, with you, Lord God. You are our sanctifier. Hallelujah. You are our qualifier, Lord God. You are our strength. You are our joy and our peace, Lord God. But, Lord God, we sin against you and you only, Lord God, and we ask you to help us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you forgive us of our sins, Lord God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, where would we be, Lord God? A ship without a sail, Lord God, without your grace and your mercy to guide us, Lord God. Lord God, we are flesh, Lord God, but Lord God, we are your spirit, Lord God. We are spirit, Lord God, body, soul, Lord God, and we say thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for making the way of escape, hallelujah. Lord God, if we have to fast and pray, Lord God, whatever we do, Lord God, guide us, Lord God, to, Lord God, run to your throne of grace quickly, Lord God, and repent, Lord God, and turn, Lord God. Lord God, return, Lord God, not only, Lord God, in words, Lord God, but in actions. And Lord God, if we mess up, Lord God, guide us, Lord God, to go quickly, Lord God, before your throne of grace, Lord God. Convict us, Lord God, quickly, Lord God, that we may get it right, hallelujah, before your throne, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, for you coming soon for a church without spot or wrinkle, Lord God, and we want to be on your side, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, today, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, of our sins, Lord God, for you are our Father, hallelujah, and you take care of your, Lord God, flock, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for taking care of your flock, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, for your amazing grace, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. And we want to dwell in your secret place, Father, forever, Lord God. Help us to be the children you have called us to be, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, without spot or wrinkle, Lord God. Help us, cleanse us, purge us, Lord God, with hyssop, Lord God. Make us white as snow, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you, Father, for your amazing grace, Lord God. Hallelujah. We can come to you, Lord God, laying it aside, Father, laying it aside, Lord. Forgive us, Lord God, of our trespasses, Lord God, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us, and lead us not into temptation, Lord God, but deliver us, Father, from all evil, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, is a light unto our pathway. You, Lord God, are God. There is no other, Lord God. We denounce, hallelujah. Oh, devil, you are a liar. And no weapon you try to bring up against us shall prosper. We declare and decree victory. We declare and decree that we belong to God, and nothing or no one can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness and all filthiness and thought, filthiness and action, the blood of Jesus Christ prevails in our homes, in our families, in the saints of God. And great is he that is in us than he that is in this wretched world. We are free, hallelujah, for whom the Son has set free is free indeed, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for freedom, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for deliverance, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for making the way of escape, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for setting us in the right, hallelujah, and right true path, Lord God, of you. I love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name, Lord God. We would be nothing without you, but Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for we have everything with you, Lord God. For you are our light and our salvation, Lord God. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our life, and whom shall we be afraid? Lord God, we bind the spirit of fear, Lord God, anxiety and doubt. We bind and rebuke the spirit of witchcraft off our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for you giving us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for making the way of escape. Hallelujah. Oh, before it's everlasting, too late. Hallelujah. Turn us around, Lord God. Wash us clean, Lord God. Make and mold and shape us, Lord God, in whom you want us to be, Lord God, in you, Lord God. Lord God, not forsaking the assembly of one another, but we say thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you as an empty pitcher, before a full fountain, needing to be restored again. In spite of what my eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my heart has felt, with tears streaming down my face, I still trust you, Lord, to do it again. Restore the peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy and the strength like no other. When I feel weak, Lord, you said, I am strong. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Father, like the faith that remains steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Lord, I thank you for renewing my thoughts, my faith, my strength, and peace, hallelujah, like no other. Lord, we need you like we never needed you before. God, I trust you. I'm taking you at your word. Lord, your word is yes and amen, and I'm standing on it that you did it once. Lord, you will do it again for me. Bless your name. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually to be in my mouth. Lord, please renew my thoughts, my actions, and my ways. I want to be pleasing, oh God, in your sight. Because, Lord, I love you, and I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your understanding, and I thank you for your undying love. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for what he is doing and what he has done for me in my life. Thank you for your undying faith, and I thank you for loving me, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one like you, oh God. You sit high and you look low. There's nothing that you cannot do, Father God. We honor you and we bless you. We thank you for this day, oh God. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank you that you do all things well and you make no mistakes. Father God, we come withholding nothing. Hallelujah. Father God, we've come, hallelujah, to praise you, to glorify you. to thank you, Lord God. But more so, Lord, we are coming now for praying for a renewal in the name of Jesus. Father God, we believe, but help us in the areas of our unbelief. Hallelujah. Help us in the areas where we don't fully trust you. Hallelujah. Help us in the areas where we don't fully believe, oh Father God. I pray that you give us a faith as a grain of the size of a mustard seed, oh God, to move mountains in our lives in the name of Jesus. Mountains of depression, mountains of anxiety, mountains of sickness, oh God, mountains of generational curses, Lord God. I bless your holy name because there's nothing and there's no one like you. Hallelujah, Lord. I even pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word declares that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may even ask or think. You are mighty to exceed our expectations, to go beyond even our imaginations. And so, Father God, we pray that you make all things new in our lives in the name of Jesus. Your word declares that if any man be in Christ, we are new creatures. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Father God, help us to put away old things, even now, in this very moment, in the name of Jesus. Help us to put away old habits. Help us to put away old ideas. Help us to put away old feelings. Help us to put away old traditions. Help us to put away old mindsets. Help us to put away old even relationships in the name of Jesus. Old ways of thinking, oh God. Help us to put away childish things. Help us to put away ungodly things. Help us to put away ungodly actions and ungodly thoughts by your power and by your might in the name of Jesus. And help us to press forward into the new things that are in you. Help us to forget those things which are behind and press forward into the new things in the name of Jesus. New vision, hallelujah, new territories, new ways of thinking, new ways of understanding, new ways of insight. Oh God, I bless your holy name. New gifts and talents, new anointings, new favor, and new mercies, new grace. Hallelujah, your mercies are renewed every single morning. And for that, we say, great is your faithfulness. Father God, we are thankful that you are faithful to us, even when we are not faithful to ourselves. Father God, you are good to us, even when we're not good to ourselves. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness toward us. I pray even now in the name of Jesus that you renew a holy desire within us, hallelujah, to even live right, oh God. Not that any one of us have been living wrong, but Lord, I'm praying for a holy desire to please you in every area of our lives, to please you in every facet of our lives in the name of Jesus, in every area, oh God. And give us a desire to please you like never before, hallelujah. Give us a desire to make you happy, hallelujah. Give us a desire to make you look good, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us a desire to please you. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouths. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Hallelujah. For you are our reasonable service. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We give your name praise. I even pray, oh God, that you renew a dedicated prayer life in the name of Jesus. I pray, hallelujah, that you renew a desire to know your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. Hallelujah. One word from you can change our very lives. Hallelujah. One word from you can change our very situation. Hallelujah. One word from you, hallelujah, can change our problems. Hallelujah. And so, as your people, as your sons and your daughters, we say, speak, Lord. Woo. Speak, Lord, speak in our lives. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord, speak in our families. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord, speak in our finances. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord, speak in our community. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, speak. Speak in our government. Hallelujah. Even in Beulah Tabernacle. Hallelujah. Lord, speak in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you renew families. Ooh, even now in this moment, hallelujah, renew families, oh God. Renew marriages in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I place every marriage in BT at the altar, even now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, renew relationships, oh God. Renew finances, hallelujah. Even renew wisdom, hallelujah. Oh God, empty us out of all worldly wisdom, hallelujah. Rid us of all ungodly wisdom, oh Lord, but renew in us your wisdom, hallelujah. Empty us out of our own ways. Empty us out of our own tactics, oh God. Empty us out of our own ways of doing things. Get us out of our own way in the name of Jesus. But Lord, give us a desire to seek your face like never before. Hallelujah. Renew in us a right spirit, oh God. Renew in us a holy spirit, oh God. Renew in us a righteous spirit, oh God. For your word declares, be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. God, I pray that you give us the strength not to conform, even in the name of Jesus. But Lord, help us to rely on your strength. Hallelujah. For it is made perfect in our weakness, where we are weak, Lord, you are made strong. Hallelujah. You are made strong within us. Hallelujah. In every area of our weakness. Woo. That's why we have your spirit. Because where we lack, oh God, your spirit makes up for it. You have the strength. You have the power. You have the might. You have the wisdom. You have the mind. Hallelujah. Help us to rely on you in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. Father God, I thank you for victory in every person's life. Even now in the name of Jesus, your word declares, but thanks be unto God who have given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you. I bless you. I glorify you. We'll forever worship you. We'll forever praise you. We'll forever honor you. We'll forever reverence you. I thank you because you hear us. And because you hear us, I know and I believe with my heart that you're able to do more than what we ask for. In the name of Jesus, I thank you in advance, and I praise you in advance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. God bless you, Mother T. You can unmute your phone. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory. 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 Mother T, you can unmute your phone, dear. Sister McCollum, I don't know if you're there on the line. Kiana, Chris Ann, one of y'all help Mother out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Father, we bless you right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your presence on this line right now. We thank you for the yokes that are being destroyed. We thank you for chains that are being broken. We thank you, oh God, that we acknowledge areas in our lives that need to come under your dominion and control. Oh God, our eyes, our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we renounce the hidden works of darkness and we stand in your light. I thank you now that you are a God that's gentle. You are a God that's able. You are a God that's merciful. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you are patient with us. We thank you that you take time with us. Oh God, a bent reed you won't break, and a smoldering flax you will not extinguish. You will take time with us. Hallelujah. You tarara moshanda. Hallelujah. You will take time with us. Hallelujah. I thank you that your mercy endures forever. I thank you that your touch is a gentle touch. I thank you that you wipe away tears from our eyes. I thank you that even when we have fallen, your grace gives us strength to get back up. It is the Holy Ghost on the inside that restores and revives and renews. Oh God, we come to you believing for revival, believing that you will be the restorer of life. Somebody is feeling that their life is over, but Lord, somebody can get new strength tonight. Lord God, pour out new strength right now. Pour out new zeal right now. Refresh the heart and refresh the mind. Refresh the spirit. In your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of interruption. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of distraction. Oh God, we come against the spirit of disillusionment. Lord God, you can bring hope back to the heart and renew faith and confidence. Oh God, when we are looking at the flesh, it looks hopeless. But when we look at your word, hope is renewed in the heart. And so tonight, across this line and across every home, in every room, in every space, Lord, let hope be renewed in you. You told us in your word to hope thou in God, that we don't have to be disquieted, that we don't have to be discouraged, but we can come back. Hallelujah. We can come back. Hallelujah. We can come back. Hallelujah. And give your name the glory. I bless you right now, my God, for the move of your spirit. And even now, Lord God, we give way to one of our mothers in your presence. We thank you for the diversity of our congregation and for the inclusion of men, women, boys, and girls. Thank you for the young. Thank you for the old. Lord God, we give way now, even to Mother Thompson, to come and lead us in the prayer. Oh God, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We lift up your name. We honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, Lord. We give you glory, give you honor, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this evening. Lord Jesus, we come pouring out our all on the altar, Jesus, seeking your mercy, seeking your strength, seeking your grace, seeking a closer walk with you, seeking your leading and your direction, my God. Knowing that we are living in troubled time, my God, and so many saints of God right now have been affected one way or another. But Jesus, dear God, as David said in Psalm 51, hallelujah, 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 to purge me with hyssop, wash me and I shall be clean. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness. That the bone which thou hast broken may rejoice, O God. Philippians 4 and verse 4 said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Hallelujah, Jesus. In spite of what is happening around us, in spite of what is going on, Lord God, your word said rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice, my God. Help your children, Lord God, to be able, Father God, to lay aside the sin and the weight that does so easily beset us, that we can rejoice, my God, that the bones which thou hast broken, my God, will rejoice again, my God.
Help us, dear God, to get to the place you want us to be. Help us, oh God, to be stirred. Help us, oh God, to be uplifted. Hallelujah. Help us to be strong. Help us, oh God, to be courageous in these last days. Help us, oh God, to empower, Lord, from on high. Jesus, my God, help us, Lord God, to have that rejoicing in our soul. Lord, a rejoicing in our spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We may seem crazy. My God, in spite of what is going on around us, we can rejoice because your word said, rejoice, my God. Hallelujah. We ask you for that rejoicing heart, Lord. Hallelujah. After you have washed us, after you have purged us, after you have cleansed us, Jesus, my God, we can rejoice. And so, great God of heaven, we pray, great God of heaven, that you pour out on us, dear God. Hallelujah. Wherever we are lacking, my God, give us a double portion of your spirit. Give us a double portion of your power. Give us a double portion of your grace, my God. Help us to increase in faith, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Some may be down this evening. Some may be in pain this evening. Some hearts, dear God, may be rumbled this evening because of some condition or another, God. Some have lost loved one. Hallelujah, God, to crime and violence, to COVID-19. But Jesus, my God, your word is encouraging us this evening as children of God to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah, my God. Give us that rejoicing in our soul, in our spirit. God, we can't do it of ourselves. Father God, because self always being a failure. Self always suggests the wrong thing, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we ask you to have mercy upon us, to help us, oh God. Help us to overcome, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to be divinely led by thee, Lord Jesus. Give us vision, Lord. Give us, oh God, revelation, my God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord Jesus. And help us, oh God, to know the devices of the enemy, my God. And don't allow that enemy, Lord, to distract us, Lord God, with all the happenings around us, with all the craziness around us. Help us, Lord God, not to be distracted, but to rejoice in the Lord always. Help us, oh God, that the bones that which were broken, hallelujah, which thou hast broken, may rejoice once more. Lord God, we look to you this evening. We give you thanks, Lord. We, hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We pray that every soul on this line will be uplifted. Every soul on this line, Lord God, will remember what your word said. Hallelujah. We have a hope in you that we cherish not in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it's not over until you said it's over, my God. And so, great God of heaven, help every saints of God this evening to hope thou in God. Hallelujah, for my hope is built and nothing less, hallelujah, than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Help us, help us, help us, Lord, to stand on you, God, the solid rock, knowing that everything else, Lord God, is sinking sand. Oh, great God, help us to hold on to your unchanging hand. Help us, oh God, to look to you by faith, my God. Hallelujah, lifting up our eyes, hallelujah, unto the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from you. Help, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Let your will be done, I pray. God, we give you thanks. We pray your strength continually, and we lean on you. We continue to look to you, God, for your blessing, for your help, for your mercy, for your strength. And we tell you thanks, God, for this wonderful privilege that we can be gathered in this fashion to cry out unto you, to seek your face in time like this. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and thanks. Amen. Hallelujah.
I just to open up your mouths now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your lives. Let us hear the prayers of the people of God.
Thank you,
let
Jesus.
The cries of the righteous.
We worship you, Lord.
Unmute your phone
we
and join
you,
in with the prayer. Let your voices be
we
heard.
Worship
in the
Lord.
Mighty name
we worship
of
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. I love you, Jesus. I need y'all to help me with this tonight. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Come on. More than anything. I love you, Jesus. Come on and open up your heart to him and worship him for a minute. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Let's say that one more time. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Come on, open your mouth and say, I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Come on, say, wrap me in your arms. Hallelujah. Come on, let's say that. Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right there all along. I've never known a love like this before. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Come on, let's tell them I love you. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him that worship right there. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Come on, let's say it again. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's tell him. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. One more time, let's say it. I love you, Jesus. Come on and tell them out of your heart. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord on this line right now. Somebody has a testimony of healing. Somebody has a testimony of victory. Somebody has a testimony that their joy is back. Somebody has a testimony that their confidence is back. Oh God, somebody has a testimony that the Lord is putting the pieces back together when it seems like all the pieces have fallen apart. Oh, I feel the rejoicing on the line right now. I feel the praise breaking out on the phone. I feel the praise breaking out in your room right where you are. I need you to give God a praise right where you are. I want you to release that praise in the room. Release that praise in your home. Let's get back into his presence. Oh, this is the connection that you need. This is the connection that you want. Oh God, we're laying aside every sin and the weight that does so easily beset us. This is the connection we need. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Hallelujah. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. His words are life-making. His words are power. His word brings life into your spirit. And when you speak the word, it energizes you. It strengthens you. It reminds you that God is on our side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? If God is on your side, who is there that's greater than our God? There is no God like our God. He is absolutely awesome, working miracles all the time. There is no God like our God. I just need you to give him a praise right there where you are. Open your mouth one more time to worship him. Open your mouth one more time to give him praise. There's a healing on this line that's necessary, and there's healing happening right now. There's a breakthrough manifesting in somebody's life, and that breakthrough is necessary right now. There's a restoration that's taking place. Oh God, and sometimes people have fallen. Yeah, but thank God we can get back up again. I'm so grateful that God will allow us to rise again, and I'm tired of Oshanda. Somebody on this line right now, the Holy Spirit is telling me you can rise right now. You can rise right now. We talked about renouncing. We talked about reviving. We talked about renewing. We talked about rejoicing. But my God, I feel the Holy Ghost is telling me to cap this off with a rise. Rise up with your praise. Rise up with your hallelujah. Rise up with your worship. Rise up with your thanksgiving. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. Hallelujah. I feel the wave and the wind of eagles' wings. I feel it in my spirit that eagles' wings are flapping in the air. Eagles' wings are making their movements up and down. Hallelujah. And every time they go up, that means where I'm going. Every time it goes down, that means where I've come from. Every time it goes up, that means where I'm going. Every time it goes down, that reminds me of where I come from. Let us not forget, hallelujah, what he's done for us. Let us not forget, brothers and sisters, that it's nobody but Jesus. It's nobody but Jesus. You can have this whole world, but I'll take Jesus for mine. We bless the name of God tonight. We're not going to hold you any longer. We wanted to keep you for this time of prayer and fasting. And I'm going to remind you again that it is time for us to heed the call. The Holy Spirit has called us and has challenged us to be prayer warriors. And I feel it in my spirit that there's somebody out there that needs our prayers. There's a family that needs our prayers. There's a father, there's a mother that needs our prayers. There's a son, there's a daughter that needs our prayers. In this text, it was the burden on the heart of a father that caused him to make his move in the direction of the disciples. And when the disciples could not help him, he was not deterred, but he was steadfast and he wasn't giving up. And so tonight I want to just drop that in your spirit, not to give up. Press your way. You've come too far to turn back. Let's not give up. We are not of them that go back under perdition, but we are of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. He's able to preserve you spirit, soul, and body, blameless until his coming. He's able. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. God bless you on tonight. We're about to end the call right now. Praise the Lord. I just want to remind you of our revival on Thursday and Friday. It'll be on the same line. For those of you that have Facebook, you can use Facebook. But for those of you that do not, please dial in to this exact same line to be a part of our revival on Thursday and Friday, starting at 7 p.m. each night. Join us for a Holy Ghost time of word and worship in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm believing God for a breakthrough. This is a week of revival. This is a week of renewal. And even as today is the 22nd day, when Mother T prayed about the double portion, that the date struck me in my spirit that this is that time. And if you reach out now with your praise, that there is a double portion blessing. Hallelujah. I feel a double. I feel that there's a double portion. Somebody on this line need to open your mouth and declare double portion. You need to declare double portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to settle for less than the double portion. Oh, my God, my God, my God. The double portion blessing. The double portion blessing. And I believe that that's going to manifest because we are doing the double portion process. The double portion process of prayer and fasting. It's not just one, it's both. Praise the name of God. The double portion process for the double portion blessing. And the thing about this is that the devil has to come out and the devil has to stay out. The prayer and fasting are important because there's something that has to happen. The devil's got to be kicked out, got to be rebuked, and then it's got to stay out. It's not enough just to kick the enemy out. It's not enough to say, I'm going to change my ways, but I've got to allow the Holy Ghost to change me. I cannot change me. I can change ways, but I can't change me, because even the ways that get changed won't be permanent unless there's a change in me. My attempts are noble and they may have some fruit, but the only way to experience lasting change is to come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit that makes alive. The words I speak, the Bible says, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. God bless you on tonight. May heaven smile upon you. May you be at rest and in peace in his presence. And may the fire of revival burn afresh in your spirit as you speak to yourself. And tell yourself, rise up, rise up, rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. This kind goeth not out, but it will go out by prayer and fasting. Expect the turnaround this week. Believe God to see it, and God will manifest it. Somebody has a testimony on this line tonight, and I'm gonna let you hold on to it, but I feel a testimony. I feel a testimony shout. Glory to God. I feel a testimony shout. Woo, my God, my God. You can text me and we'll talk about the testimony, but I feel the testimony. I feel a testimony shout. And I cannot even explain to you the rejoicing that I feel in my spirit right now. But God bless you. Praise God. I see our precious First Lady, Tania Michael, is on the line. Before we end the call, I don't know if you like to have words, sweetheart. If you do, you can have words. Are you able to greet the saints?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. I truly glorify the name of Jesus because he's real in my life. I know that there is a song on Bishop's heart. And anybody who remembers this song, please put it in the chat how it begins. I'm going to just try to sing the ending of it. This is the ending. and the blood of Jesus shall prevail. That's the end. If you remember how that song starts, please put it in the chat, because I hear Bishop's heart and he wants to sing that before we get off this call. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. How does that song start, saints of God? Somebody please put it in the chat right now in Jesus' name, because the blood of Jesus does prevail. It does not matter what's going on in our life. It's not hold the fort. It does not matter what's going on in our life. The blood of Jesus shall prevail. Just like in olden days. That's it, Dale. The blood prevails. The blood prevails.
Just like in olden days, no matter what
the people say, the blood prevails. The blood prevails. I know the blood prevails.
Nope, that's not it, Bishop. That's not it.
And the blood of Jesus shall prevail.
I thought it was that one too, but that's not it.
Oh, my Lord. And the blood. I don't know what song that, what hymn that is, but the devil is a liar. But we know that the blood of Jesus shall prevail no matter what comes up against our lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus, no matter how tangling it appears to be, tangling in our minds, tangling in our hearts, tangling and a burden on our chest, but the blood of Jesus shall prevail in the name of Jesus. Don't give up on God, because he has not given up on you, and everything. Lying spirit must come down. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, that's how you know that you have a leader that's tuned into the hallelujah things of God, because he feels the pressure, hallelujah, that's oppressing some people. But the blood of Jesus shall prevail in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for victory. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you, do not compromise on today. Do not compromise. The enemy is trying to fight to have the people of God compromise, just to give in because of the length of time, to give in because of the pressure. But the blood of Jesus shall prevail. If you could just hold on a little while longer, don't go towards the darkness, hallelujah. Don't go towards the entanglement, hallelujah. But stand firm on the word of God. Stand firm on the life and the truth of God, on the hope of God, and the blood of Jesus shall prevail. Truly, we love you all. Hallelujah. We love you all. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you all in the name of Jesus. And the enemy tries to tell you that you're not loved, but we love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. Hallelujah. The enemy can't prevail. The devil cannot prevail. The word says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. We're standing in the gap in the name of Jesus. We intercede in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of the enemy is broken through the power of Jesus' name, through the word of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for victory, victory, victory in Jesus' name. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. Yes, that is the remedy. Hallelujah. That is the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, we got to find that song. I don't know
how it starts, but it's a hymn. It's a simple song. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. I thank God for the blood. I thank God for the word. Thank you, Bishop, for this time just to lift up my voice. Hallelujah. Oh, to bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to come against the enemy in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, dear. I don't know what that song is, and all of a sudden I can't find it, but I just need everybody that can to just put that confession in the chat, and the blood of Jesus shall prevail. I just need everybody to put that in the chat. That song is ringing in my spirit, and I feel that there's a breakthrough in it. I don't know. I can't think about that. I'm trying to remember, and the lyrics are just escaping me. If anybody knows it, just give me the song or start singing the song.
When the blood of Jesus shall prevail.
I know the song of Jesus, my God.
In so many devotional services, we have
so many.
And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. My Lord. The blood of
Jesus shall prevail. I want to thank all of you that have made that confession in the chat. I know we're going to find that song. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to find it. But I want to thank God for all of you. In the name of Jesus, I want you to hold on to that confession. Before you go to bed tonight, I want you to open your mouth and confess it. I want you to confess it as much as you need to tonight, because there is something that is going to happen in the spirit, and we are pushing on the power of the enemy and releasing the power of the Holy Spirit. We're releasing the power of God. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail. That's what the Lord in my spirit to say to you all tonight. I don't know why we can't put our finger on that song, but the Lord had me to say this to you tonight. Don't you worry. The blood of Jesus will prevail. Don't you give up. The blood of Jesus will prevail. Don't you get weary. The blood of Jesus will prevail.
Yes, Lord.
The blood has brought you. The blood has saved you. The blood has redeemed you. Hallelujah. You've not been redeemed with corruptible things of this world, but by the precious blood of Jesus, you have been redeemed. You have been redeemed.
Yes.
You have been brought back. You have been put in position.
In the name of Jesus.
You have been made in alignment with the things of God,
the plans of God, and the thoughts of God.
And the blood of Jesus prevails right now.
Yes, Lord. It is
the sign of covenant agreement. The blood has been shed. It is the sign of our forgiveness. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It is the sign of God's divine presence. For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And so be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Be encouraged. The blood of Jesus shall prevail. God bless you.
Yes, I believe that is it. Oh, the blood has never lost its power. No, never. Jesus' blood avails for sin forever and will never lose its power.
That's not it.
Jesus, that's not it.
That's not it.
Because I can hear it. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail.
Sure.
Jesus, my Lord, why is there such a hindrance for that song to come forward? And the blood of Jesus shall prevail.
There's a block, but that's okay.
My Lord, I was thinking
about demonic strongmen and principalities. Mm-hmm. And even today, I was thinking about the seraphims, the fiery ones, and the cherubims, the angelic host of God, and even the angelic principalities, the demon principalities. And tonight, there's something about this song, the blood of Jesus shall prevail. The blood of Jesus shall prevail.
I believe Sandra is right. Sandra is saying, everything that's not of Jesus shall come down, shall come down, oh, shall come down. Everything that's not like Jesus shall come down, and the blood of Jesus
shall prevail. There it is. That can, God bless you, daughter.
But everything that's not like Jesus. Everything that's not of Jesus, it shall come down. What is it in your life that does not have the blueprint of the Lord Jesus on it, that does not have the purpose of God on it? Hallelujah. That has a compromising spirit on it. Hallelujah. Everything that's not like Jesus, shall come down. Disassociate yourself. It's not like Jesus. Let it go. Glory to God. Let it go. Get it out of your mind. Push it out of the way. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough with the detachment. There it is. There's a breakthrough with the detachment. Hallelujah. Detach yourself. Purpose to detach yourself from every thought. Hallelujah. Every idea, every person, every suggestion, every feeling. Hallelujah. Every spirit. Detach. Everything that's not of Jesus shall come down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank and praise God tonight for the press and the determination and the tenacity. Thank God that the Lord revealed the song through Sandra tonight. God bless you, daughter. That was the song. I put it in the chat so that everybody can see the lyrics. You can copy it. You can recite it. You can memorize it. But this is the song. Everything that's not of Jesus shall come down, and the blood of Jesus shall prevail. God bless you all tonight. Thank God for everyone that's been on the line at this time. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. Have a good night. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.